You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Oh, that'd be elf conscious.
All aboard!
Well, you coming?
I believe.
Son!
Mom!
Could someone need a hug?
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. Thanksgiving and Rudolph Day were this week, and it's our biggest week yet for new episode drops, over 20 new episodes. So as always, I'll get you up to date about those new episodes. Meanwhile, don't forget to visit santaupdate.com and get up to date on the happenings at the North Pole. Also go to christmaspodcast.com and find all the links to the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. Alrighty, let's get on with the episode.
How does he do it?
Tim Babb is getting close to wrapping up his made-for-podcast movie, A Bomb for Christmas. Here's the trailer to give you a taste of what's happening.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
He's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you'd never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Mother Russia!
A Bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at can'twaitforchristmaspod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 21st through the 27th. Christmas Time in the City podcast released an episode on the 21st titled Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree. It has arrived. The Rockefeller Christmas Tree is here. Chris and Chris talk about social media's reaction to the 75-foot Norway Bruce. They suggest some fun Christmas destinations close to the city, and Chris chats with author Chris Livingstone about his book, Santa Inc., which is now available on Amazon. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on the 22nd titled, How to Avoid the Biggest Christmas Stress Affecting Women This Year. What is the biggest Christmas stress affecting women this year? You might be surprised. When is the best time to start shopping for Christmas presents this year? Liam and Ness know the exact date. And what is the most hated Christmas song of all time? Even the singer hated it. Find out as Liam and Ness talk all things Christmas from now until Christmas Day. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 23rd titled, If You Believe, It's All Possible. It's a jam-packed, fun-filled episode for y'all. Kicking off the episode, the elves interview Columbia Jones and Mark Ricks from Burro Borracho's Records, who join this show to promote the Burro Borracho's Records Christmas EP, Is There Even Christmas This Year, featuring Columbia Jones and Sean Ramos. From there, Anthony talks a bit about his latest television show binges, FX on Hulu's A Teacher and Netflix's cute holiday rom-com series, Dash and Lily. Julia and Anthony compare notes on the Hallmark movies they've been watching every night and realize they have very different tastes when it comes to the plots and actresses that star in them. And Tom talks about the slate of original Hallmark-esque Netflix Christmas films that he and Christine have been indulging in. Only then do the hosts get to the meat and potatoes of this episode, a long, in-depth discussion on Netflix's absolutely fantastic, brand-new 2020 holiday film, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. While Julia, Tom, and Anthony are all in agreement regarding how phenomenal the movie is on every level, how much joy it's filled with, and how nice it is to see such representation in a mainstream Hollywood production, there is some dissent and debate when it comes to the question of whether or not this is actually a Christmas movie or just a movie set at Christmas. Regardless where the elves fall on this question, after walking through the plot beat by beat, will they upend their own ranking system in order to give Jingle Jangle the score that they believe something so perfect and entertaining deserves? This is one extra festive episode that you want to be sure not to miss. So settle in with your favorite holiday-flavored beverage, bask in the lights of your Christmas tree, and enjoy. Netflixmas Podcast had an episode on the 23rd titled The Princess Switch, Switched Again, featuring Bad Christmas Movie Bingo. This is truly Vanessa Hudgens' Nutty Professor. Scarlett and Holly are gifting you an early Indigenous Peoples Day gift this year. They're watching the second installment of the Princess Switch saga, and they hope it won't be the last. They delve into how they feel about Vanessa Hudgens' performance, the plot, and the kisses. They do all that and play Bad Christmas Movie Bingo. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Yuletide TV, A Christmas Podcast, had an episode on November 23rd titled Arrested Development, In God We Trust. Season 2 kicks off with Sitcom Week. To get things started, Brian is in the hosting chair and talking about In God We Trust from the first season of Arrested Development, available on Netflix. Does this 2003 episode hold up to 2020 scrutiny? Can listeners get past Brian's unfathomably long summary? And most important, is the first episode of Season 2 a Christmas classic or a lump of coal? Non-Christmas topics include Best in Show, John's YouTube sketch comedy days, Jason Bateman's appeal, Fox's bad scheduling practices in the early 2000s, and John briefly forgetting that this podcast focuses on Christmas. As a warning, there is adult language in this podcast. TGI Podcast had an episode on the 24th titled The Hardest Part of Breaking Up is Casting the Perfect Spell. In this episode, TGI Podcast is diving into the world of Sabrina the Teenage Witch for the lone Thanksgiving episode of the series titled Love Means Having to Say You're Sorry. Matt discusses the crazy lengths this episode went to in order to pack a convoluted storyline into a half-hour show, why Harvey really should not have taken Sabrina back, and how this episode may have spawned the first Snapchat filter way back in 1999. He also drops a hint toward a special bonus episode that dropped on Turkey Day. Christmas Clatter Podcast had an episode on the 24th titled Holly Jolly. Author Mark Voger talks with Todd about his new book, Holly Jolly, Celebrating Christmas Past in Pop Culture. Follow Mark and order his book on his website, markvoger.com. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 24th titled Bonus Episode, Ralphie's Red Riders with Mike Patton. It's a brand new Christmas album by Ralphie, Schwartz, and Flick called You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, released through Outland Records. Talk about party to the max. Mike Patton from Snow in Southtown podcast joins Jerry to talk his new concept album all about the 1983 classic. Ralphie channels his inner Ramone and has some great tunes to jam to, so go dig it. Go to Totally Rad Christmas Podcast page at christmaspodcast.com and see the show notes on where to get the CD and the digital streaming version. Holly Jolly Ex Masu Podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Winter Lounge. It's episode 10 of Holly Jolly Ex Masu. In this episode, Scott discusses the fantastic 1986 compilation Winter Lounge, compiled by musician and producer Mary Sugi. It's one of the best Christmas compilations to come out of Japan in the 1980s, a decade during which the Japanese music industry excelled at creating Christmas compilation albums. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on November 25th titled Christmas Cures for the COVID Blues, Dinner Deals and Tips. This is another part of their series, Christmas Cures for the COVID Blues. In this episode, Ricky talks with Chef Terry about making that holiday dinner special, even through stresses and challenges. And Mary has your Christmas news. Can't wait for Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 25th, titled Hashtag Shop Small for Christmas. In this episode, Tim talks about shopping locally at Christmas and how we can all support small businesses this year. He also does a countdown of the top 5 Christmas stories that the Muppets need to adapt, sends you to a Christmas market without leaving your house, and he has the second to last chapter of his made-for-podcast movie, A Bomb for Christmas. Netflixmas Podcast, an episode on the 25th, titled Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, featuring Adam Serwa, bless this movie's heart. Scarlett and Holly are joined by Cat Daddy Adam Serwa to talk about Dolly Parton's new film, Christmas on the Square. They all mostly agreed on everything, including how hot the pastor is and how hot the bar owner is. They discuss plot inconsistencies, Pillsbury pregnancies, and how Dolly Parton is a national treasure. Also, Christine Baranski is how old? Check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com to see where you can support Adam Serwa. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Seasons Eatings Podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Mincemeat. They're the harbinger of the festive season. When done right, they're buttery little pastry parcels bulging with sweet, juicy, plump fruits drenched in booze, spice, and citrusy flavor. Done wrong, they can be limp, claggy, and cloying. But one thing's for sure, mince pies are the poster boy for Christmas in the UK. Join host Glenn Warren as he explores the origins of the tasty little pie, mincemeat. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 25th titled The Snowman and Christmas While Sailing with the Volcanics. Guess who joins Jerry to talk the 1982 classic The Snowman? Hint, they just released a brand new surf rock Christmas album. Yep, it's the Volcanics. David Bowie, motorcycle, and a snowman party hosted by Santa? For sure. They really get into it, then get into their music. One tune's even based on the special. What? So grab your shades, beach blanket, and Santa hat, and run to listen to this album. Check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com to see where you can find the Volcanics music. Yuletide TV Podcast, an episode on the 25th titled Married with Children Christmas. For the second episode of Sitcom Week, John takes the reins as the boys discuss Christmas from Married with Children, available on Hulu. Chris, Brian, and John marvel at this time capsule from the 90s while debating whether or not the humor still works in today's day and age. It's a rude, crude episode with attitude, but does it end up being a Christmas classic, lump of coal, or something in between? Tune in to find out. Non-Christmas topics include Thanksgiving leftovers, Mars attacks, TV shows the hosts watched with their families growing up, the TV show Jesse, also starring Christina Applegate, half-dollar coins, and other time capsule TV. And as a warning, this does contain adult language, so best not to listen around little ones. Sent it by the Minute Podcast, an episode on the 25th titled Minute 35, the 35th Anniversary Special. This week marks the 35th anniversary of the release of Santa Claus, the movie from 1985, and John and Ben celebrate a special extended episode of their podcast. First, they talk about where the reindeer lived out the rest of their days and how you can help their fellow reindeer. A recent Hollywood memorabilia auction included some of Santa Claus the movie props, and then the star-studded New York and UK movie premieres that happened this week in 1985. Then it's on to Minute 35, where young Sarah Foster's letter is magically swept away to the North Pole and read by Anya. Tis the Podcast had another episode on the 26th titled, We Should Be Thankful for Being Together. I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown. As a special holiday treat for y'all, join Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they travel back to the world of the Peanuts to cover the iconic 1973 holiday special, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Enjoy. TGI Podcast, another episode on the 26th titled, We Thought You Said We Could All Be Elvis. Matt has a special bonus episode of Home Improvement to celebrate one of the most indulgent holidays on the calendar. This special bonus episode is from season 3 of the series and is titled A Frozen Moment. In this episode, he breaks down why a television in the bathroom is the ultimate goal, what makes Home Improvement such a relatable show and expanded on how this episode does such a great job of combining both Thanksgiving and Christmas into one nostalgia-filled half hour. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on the 26th titled A Cozy Thanksgiving with guest Brian Earle. Grab a plate of turkey, stuffing, and gravy and enjoy this extra cozy episode. Art interviews Brian Earle from the Christmas Past podcast, and they chat about the origins of their podcasts, Christmas, of course, and in time-honored Thanksgiving tradition, they share what they are thankful for. Even though it's been a rough year for everyone, they find they have a lot to be thankful for. Art hopes you do too. Then he reads Louisa May Alcott's story, An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving. The Bassett children are left on their own for a night before Thanksgiving when their parents are called away to tend to their sick grandmother. How will they spend their time alone? By doing chores, reading stories by the fire, fending off a bear attack, and most daunting of all, preparing their own Thanksgiving dinner. Mother has done it every year, so how hard could it be? Episode warning, due to the extra coziness of this episode, it is advised not to listen while driving or operating heavy machinery. Listening to this episode while digesting a large turkey dinner can increase the drowsiness effect. Listener discretion is advised. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 26th titled Thanksgiving Episode, The Incredible Hulk with Anthony and Todd. Hulk, smash, Thanksgiving dinner. Yep. Jerry is joined by Anthony Caruso of Tis the Podcast and Todd Killian of Christmas Clatter to talk all things Marvel's Green Goliath. There's Bill Bixby, Lou Ferrigno, and David Banner. David? So put on your stretchy Thanksgiving pants and hunker down with your plate of food and this episode. Leftovers welcome. Don't forget gag me with a spoon. Oh, and don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. Check it out. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on the 26th titled Christmas Present. Soul singer Luke McMaster joins Todd to talk about his new Christmas album, Christmas Present. McMaster has collaborated with artists such as Rihanna, Nick Lachey, Nick Carter, and Kalen Porter. Weird Christmas Podcast had an episode on 26 titled Santa is Not St. Nick, Tom German, and Santa Claus Worldwide. As a Thanksgiving treat, enjoy a deep dive down the rabbit hole of Santa history with Tom German, author of Santa Claus Worldwide, A History of St. Nicholas and Other Holiday Gift Bringers. This is Craig's favorite book of Santa history, and Tom and he covered a lot of ground. Merry Little Podcast, an episode on the 26th titled The Magic of Turkeys and Santa. In this episode, Jeff celebrates Thanksgiving and Christmas together with a mix of old and new. Thanksgiving, that all-American holiday of festive foods married with historical debates, gets a look through the lens of pandemic past. He explores the Thanksgiving of 1918 and how it was the same and how it was different. But highlighting this episode even more is the fact that Thanksgiving, as always, sets the Christmas stage and helps build the delicious anticipation we all get in Santa Claus. Jeff's Merry Little Thanksgiving Gobble Contest has yielded some festive results that he shares, including the laughter of his 5-year-old grandson, who grabbed the microphone to tell him a Christmas tale that happened in Jeff's home just last Christmas. Mind you, Jeff's never heard this story before, and it is, as all Santa stories are, a legendary thing. And that led to the debut of the first edition of the reading of A Visit from St. Nicholas, the Merry Forum-sponsored event he calls the Twas the Night Before Christmas Readathon. Jeff also shares some more new music. A new song from Robin Scott titled I Saw Santa Last Night brings a party feel to this episode. Yuletide TV Podcast had an episode on the 27th titled Community, Comparative Religion. It's the final episode of Sitcom Week, and Chris is back in command to discuss comparative religion from the first season of the NBC sitcom Community, available on Netflix and Hulu. This episode encompasses more holidays than just Christmas, which leads to an unexpected discussion about the boys' rating system and a twist ending none of the hosts saw coming. Non-Christmas topics include confusing Anthony Michael Hall and Michael C. Hall, John's community college experiences, winter doodles, John critiquing Joel McHale's ability to throw a punch, and checked out professors. Once again, this does have swears, so please be careful around little ones. 12 Days Pod had an episode on the 27th titled Miracle on 34th Street, a courtroom musical. In the ninth episode of 12 Days Pod, Kara and Dan discuss the musical adaptation of Miracle on 34th Street, Kara's love for courtroom dramas, and how the marketing team conned everyone. Jingle Jank Podcast had an episode on the 27th titled Bonus, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. In this episode, Scott and Jay take their turn reviewing the album You'll Shoot Your Eye Out by Ralphie's Red Riders. All of the songs on this fantastic album are themed on scenes from the movie A Christmas Story, and Scott and Jay really geek out about the music and the scenes.
Ah, smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all of you listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other things he does behind the scenes as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts. So if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature on ChristmasPodcast.com, just email me at Sean@ChristmasPodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Young, and let me know. I love hearing from you too, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. Also, I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts we have out there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on the social media platforms Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcasts.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including MyMerryChristmas.com. Visit MyMerryChristmas.com and get a wide variety of information related to all kinds of Christmas topics. You can also join the forums at MyMerryChristmas.com and join in on all the festivities that are happening online.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.